All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're back with More or Less Theory. Yeah, we're still doing Christmas because we're not done with Christmas. So let me shut up and just get it started. You're overselling it a bit, Grim. You can't be serious. Do you see yourself? This'll sound weird, but while I was hiding, I couldn't stop thinking about how beautiful and sexy you are.
Sexy?
Did I mention fucking beautiful?
Stop saying such sweet things to an old lady like me. If it goes on, I'll get the wrong idea. But would it be so bad if I did?
It's true. Your husband might be out of his mind to leave such a beautiful woman alone at night.
Suddenly, the air in the room shifts.
Shit, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned her husband.
If that's the case, you wouldn't mind giving me the pleasure of your company instead.
What did she say? Excuse me, what did she say? At night?
Gertrude inches closer, her body inching closer. Seeing the time, noon will do too. Crashing her lips against yours, sudden warmth spreads through your body.
What's happening?
Grabbing hold, you lightly push her body away, confusion evident on your face.
Wait, what about your husband?
You saw what our relationship is like. If he can go around and be with whoever he wants, why can't I?
I don't think that's the way, though.
Don't I deserve to be held? To be loved and taken care of? Seeing the sadness in her eyes, your heart clenches in pity.
Damn it. No, you're right. You're a beautiful woman who deserves every bit of love the world has to give. And I'll be damned if I make you think otherwise.
Saying this, you bring her lips back onto yours, her smile lighting the kiss. Tension grows as your kiss deepens. The electricity making the burning fire seem like a tiny spark. You let her hands roam your body, the slight graze of her skin against yours increasing the temptation.
Your husband's a fool for letting you out of his sight.
Stop talking about him.
But he's Santa Claus.
I don't want his face in my head while I'm with you.
Sorry.
It's all right. Just keep your focus on me. A mischievous smile creeps onto her lips, your eyebrow raising in question.
What are you...
Gertrude suddenly slips down to her knees, her eyes holding onto your gaze tightly. You showered me in such lovely words. Let me repay you. With a little help, your boxers slide down to the floor, making your very hard member jump up in joy. What in the world? You're big.
Thank you.
I've never had a penis this big before.
Well, don't stop me from... Excuse me. Don't let me stop you from fulfilling your wish.
Smirking to your remark, Gertrude snaps out of the shock your size left on her and continues... Now I know why I didn't know who you were. I don't check the naughty side of the list that often. Curling her fingers around your hard shaft, she smiles as your eyes roll back from instant pleasure.
Fuck!
She slides her hand across your length, the friction from her hand warming your frostbitten cock. Is that okay? Does it feel good?
Feels amazing. You're amazing.
Blushing beyond words, Gertrude proceeds to happily jerk you off, your words of praise igniting her need.
Fucking hell!
Unable to keep her mouth away, she pops her tongue out, twirling it around your tip, teasingly slow.
God!
Her tongue licks the head of your cock with highest attention, pushing new levels of pleasure upon you. I should have tried young cocks sooner. And this one is
so big.
Yes, just like that.
Your praises are like a sweet melody to Gertrude's ears, fueling her to provide even more.
Oh, I want him to touch me. But first, let's see how much of his cock I can take.
Your tip slides along her tongue, poking the back of her throat as she bobs her head, taking more with each stroke.
It's filling my entire mouth.
Despite the discomfort, pleasure soon boils deep down her stomach, wetting her already burning crotch.
What is this feeling? I haven't felt like this in years.
Fuck. She's amazing. You're so fucking good at this.
Blushing upon your compliment, her speed increases, wanting you to praise her more.
This is sweet, Jesus. Shit, that's it.
Oh, it feels so hot.
Too into the sensation, you don't hide your dissatisfaction once the contact disappears.
Why'd you stop?
She comes back up, her gaze never leaving yours.
It's getting hot in here.
Her clothes slip off, her luscious figure exposed for your eyes to rest on.
Is this okay?
Okay. You're exquisite.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Snatching her waist, her eyebrows shoot up in surprise. Her weight now warms your lap as her eyes follow your every move.
Seems like you still don't take me seriously. Should I show you how serious I am?
Cupping her cheek, her breath hitches as you slowly inch closer.
This feels incredible.
Smashing your lips together in sweet harmony, you let your hands roam her body, sensually caressing her every curve.
For an older lady, her body is so fucking tight.
Why did he speak with... I don't know.
Maybe I should shift my preferences in the future.
Enjoying your touch, she sways her hips, wanting more.
Shit, she's still grinding, excuse me. Shit, she's grinding against my cock.
Knowing trouble lurks behind the corner, you quickly shift her next to you.
What are you doing?
Showing you just how beautiful you are.
You gently widen her legs, her wet lips twitching upon the cold breeze.
Don't look.
Redness spreads from her cheeks to her thighs, innocence crossing her eyes.
Gertrude, don't hide from me.
Exposing her once again, her eyes timidly follow you.
You're so beautiful.
Sharply as your soft breath collides with her burning wetness. You flick your tongue against her, getting a whimper in return.
She smells so sweet.
Enveloping your lips around her clit, the vibrations send Gertrude into ecstasy.
Oh, yes. Oh, perfect.
See if I can do something about these. No, I thought I could. Oh, no, I can.
I don't know what's wrong with me. You're making me show such a shameful expression.
Her fingers run through your hair, clutching tightly as her climax nears.
You're making me feel so hot.
She sways her hips against your mouth, the burning becoming unbearable.
Yes.
Your teeth gently graze against her clit, making her hips buckle. She clutches your hair tighter, her body twitching from the overpowering orgasm. Riding the rest of her climax, you wait for her, allowing her to use you as much as needed. Exhausted, Gertrude closes her eyes, enjoying the warm feeling spreading through her body.
Did it feel good?
Your voice sends a smile to her lips.
Good. I don't remember the last time I felt like this. Oh, you made this old woman very happy.
You make me blush.
Chuckling softly, her eyes travel down your body, resting on your tall standing boner.
Oh? You seem to be having a hard time down there. Need help?
You already helped me enough.
Are you sure?
Gertrude suddenly shifts her body, letting your eyes land on her round, firm behind.
Still don't want any help?
She widens her pussy, juices glistening from the surrounding lights.
I'm not so sure you're as innocent as you appear to be.
I guess you brought out a new side of me.
Unable to control yourself, you shift behind her.
Can't wait to see more. Honey, I'm sorry. What? What is going on?
The sudden booming voice makes you tumble down.
Oh, oh, no! Fuck.
Nicholas?
Gertrude, what's the meaning of this? I'm getting the sleigh ready, and this is what I catch you doing? Where's the Christmas cookies? You know I want my Christmas cookies every year. Instead, I see you getting thrashed around by the likes of... Where is that little bastard?
Nicholas, it's not what it looks like.
It's exactly what it looks like. You've gone from my nice list to my naughty list.
While Gertrude and her husband's screams tangle in raging war, the only thing on your mind is...
How the fuck do I ask for a ride home now?
You awkwardly come up, cupping your hard cock in your hands.
Mr. Claus? I fucked up bad. Oh, you fucked up, did ya? Well, you're going to get coal for the next 30 Christmases. You better get ready for a barbecue, because you're going to get pounds and pounds of coal. Hello, sir?
Finally noticing your presence, you flinch back as the man's angry gaze rests on you.
You! I know this is an awkward situation. But would you be so kind and take me back home, sir? What are you doing with that bat?
Nicholas, don't!
The man launches himself at you, the bat flying along with him.
Fuck!
You barely evade his attack, fear quickly entering your system.
Let's all calm down. Oh, I'll be calm. Once I kill you!
He throws the bat this time, missing you by a hair.
He'll kill me if I stay here.
Grabbing your drying clothes, you quickly bolt out the door. Gertrude's cries escorting as you do. Greeted by the cold wind once again, your body cries in protest.
God fucking damn it! So cold!
Loud thuds follow you, the furious husband hot on your trail.
Where is he? Where is he? He'll not have another Christmas! He's coming.
Gertrude's words pass through your head.
There's a stable behind the house. She mentioned something about a car being there.
Without a second thought, you run towards the back of the house, praying for the wind to cover your tracks. You barge through the wooden doors, residual snow rushing along.
Oh, shit!
Slamming the door shut, air finally re-enters your lungs.
Why does crazy shit keep happening to me?
Suddenly, you hear sounds of some animals.
Uh-oh. Huh? What's that?
Following the peculiar sounds, you barely contain your heart from jumping out of your chest.
What the fuck? Why are there
you
reindeer in...
inside your head, coming to a sudden halt upon realization.
Wait. North Pole. Traveling around the world each year.
Almost there.
The reindeer? Shit! I almost fucked Santa's wife!
Ladies and gentlemen, there we have it.
Fuck! I can't believe this. How is this possible? No, this can't be right. It's gotta just be some weird coincidence.
Glancing over to the disturbed reindeer, you notice one has a distinctively red nose.
And if you ever saw it, you could even say it glows. Rudolph!
The deer reacts to its name, confirming your suspicions. Suddenly, wind howls through the cracked wood of the stable, whooshing the blanket off the object in the middle of the room.
Is that?
Coming up to the barely seen object, you remove the big blanket completely, taking a step back in astonishment.
Santa's sleigh!
Taking in the whole situation, the wheels in your head malfunction.
What should I do now? Gertrude told me the only way of getting out of here is by her husband's car. Why couldn't she specify the car part? And since her husband caught us making our way on the naughty list... Nice one, Grim.
Managing to calm your anxiety, you try thinking of a solution.
I gotta do this myself. It's only a matter of time before I'm found. And I really don't want me on the receiving end of that bat.
Glancing over to the reindeer, a sigh escapes your lips.
I mean, how hard can it be?
A few moments later.
Stop it. My hand is not your chew toy.
Putting a harness on the last deer, you flinch once you graze your bruised hands.
Don't they feed these monsters? I thought reindeer were herbivores, but that last one would beg to differ.
With all the reindeer ready, the only thing left to do is position them in proper order.
The leader is the most important part of the setup. If I mess it up, the sleigh won't fly, right? Or maybe I'm just crazy and I got the wrong idea of it being Santa and all. Guess there's only one way to find out, huh? The one leading the herd should be... the red-nosed one, of course.
Positioning the reindeer takes some time, but ends up being successful. They start clacking their heels in excitement, the familiar feeling letting them know their shift will soon start.
Alright, let's do this.
Hopping on, you cautiously grasp the laying whip, confused on what to do next.
What now? Giddy up?
Suddenly, all hell lets loose.
Ah!
The force of the pull almost sends you back flying.
Wake!
The reindeer burst through the wooden doors, with strong winds shaking the sleigh vigorously.
Hold on!
As if possessed, the herd continues marching forward, Snow clutters your lashes, making it hard to see.
Wait! Slow down! We'll hit something?
Blinking a few times, you realize you're not hallucinating, but in fact flying midair.
Shit! I'm flying!
Looking down towards the now tiny house, guilt creeps in.
Hope they work it out. The last thing I need is Santa coming to whoop my ass on Christmas.
Alarmed by the sudden noise, you quickly put your eyes on the road. Well, Sky?
You gotta be kidding me.
A flock of birds closes in on you, distracting your reindeer.
Easy.
Thinking fast, you try evading them.
Watch out!
You manage evading the first flock, but there's no time to relax.
Another one? Shit! That was close. Here comes another one. Fucking birds! Who taught them to fly? And why do they just keep coming? No! Do we gotta start all the way from the... Whoa! Okay, hold on. Boy, they really do fuck with you here. Yeah, so we pretty much... We gotta go through all this real quick like... The damn birds, you really gotta save before every crap mini game. Gotta go pretty fast. We're trying to get back to where I was. Damn. Sorry about this, but yeah, that's the way they did it. You're getting a replay of this scene, I guess, if you like it. Alright, there we go. Alright, alright. You're lucky I'm not pounding the space bar right now. That would make a hell of a lot of noise.
Gertrude's words pass through your head.
Alright, okay, we got the reindeer.
The deer coming. Click a few put with position the
Alright, here we go.
As if snow
Alright, here we go. We're gonna save right here so we don't screw it up this time.
A flock. Thinking.
We go to the right.
You may.
We go to the left. We go to the right. We go to the left again. We go to the right.
With no bird in sight, you finally manage to relax.
Jesus, that was fucking stressful.
Distracted by several flocks of birds, you only then notice flying above your town.
Home! That was actually pretty fast.
And relief washes over, the sight of your house bringing pure joy.
But wait! How do I park this thing? Down?
Suddenly, the reindeer dive into the sky, rushing towards the ground with unimaginable speed.
Wait! Wait! Ah!
Out of instinct, you close your eyes, awaiting death.
Am I dead?
The herd grunts, their hooves stomping the ground.
I'm alive!
You joyfully jump out of the sleigh, kissing the ground ferociously.
Sweet. Sweet ground.
Unfazed about your surroundings, you don't notice Megan's bewildered eyes staring you down.
Hey, is that you?
She's drunk again.
What are you doing?
Hearing her sweet voice, you bounce to your feet immediately.
Megan!
You grab her in a tight embrace, surprising her.
Who got into you?
Safely putting her down, you proceed telling her the whole story.
You fucked Santa's wife?
Crazy, I know.
Are you messing with me because I'm drunk?
Why would I lie? Don't you see the reindeer?
You see it too? I thought the alcohol was doing its thing. God, Amy was relentless with the rounds. Wait! You missed the party for a piece of ass?
What? No, Megan, I'm telling you. I randomly appeared at the North Pole.
But you still got down and dirty with Miss Claus?
Well, no, actually.
Well, what you said?
I mean, we were about to. Her husband came in right as we were about to, excuse me, as we were gonna go further.
You mean Santa?
The one and only.
Suddenly the herd starts stomping their feet, scaring you.
Hey! What the? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Rudolph swings his front legs up in air, grunting a sound, almost like giving an order. In the next second, they march forward in union.
Oh my god. They're flying!
See? I told you.
So, where are they going?
North Pole, probably.
I bet you regret getting off the sleigh now. You could have been on your way for seconds with Miss Claus.
Ha ha ha. Real funny. I'll let you know I'm exhausted. Think I'll hit the hay.
Megan's expression turns sour, making you raise an eyebrow in question.
Oh.
You okay? Do you feel sick or something?
I'm fine. It's just that I wanted to hang out.
Now? What will we do at this late?
Well, how about you show me what got Miss Claus on the naughty list?
Dumbfounded, you watch as Megan proceeds towards the front door, tempting you with her swaying hips.
What's up with this day? Is today Christmas or something?
So? You coming?
Invitation unnecessary. You quickly catch up with her. Less than a moment later, the covers of your bed ruffle as it welcomes your weight.
I was so sad when he didn't show up at Amy's party. But this way, I get him all to myself.
Your tongues clash, the temperature in the room raising.
Rising.
Wait. I'm hot.
Lifting her top above her perky tits, she sucks her lip mischievously.
Look what you did. My nipples are almost hard as rocks.
Are they now?
Yeah. Wanna give them a squeeze?
Don't mind if I do.
Her tits fill your palms, the softness making your cock twitch in anticipation.
Your hands are so rough. It feels amazing against my skin.
Her nipples slide through your fingers, looking delicious.
I want to suck them.
You lower your head, ready to give proper attention to her hard-standing buds. But find yourself surprised once you're pushed back.
Wait. I want you to touch me here.
Leaning further on her back. Her skirt raises up, but she removes it a second later.
Your touch made me feel hot. Down here. It's burning.
You watch as Megan rubs her clit, her eyes devouring you.
Well, if it's burning, you might need that myprednisone. Whatever they call it. Should be burning down there.
Her fingers dance around her clit, igniting something from within.
Shit. Oh, we got an entire scene with Megan that I didn't even know. Well, since I haven't done this in a while, and I have no idea what the laws are going to be like in the next couple of months, unfortunately, we better go ahead and do this now. Oh.
God.
Bringing her fingers up to her lips, her tongue comes out, soaking them with her saliva. She notices your gaze and decides to give you a show. Gliding her hand back down to her delicious pussy, she inhales sharply as the pressure on her clit returns.
Shit. Why are you just sitting there? I need you. I need your touch.
Seeing how desperate she is, you can't help but tease her.
You want me to touch you? Where?
Here.
I mean, damn, she pointed right to it. Here?
Sliding your finger through her lips, you enjoy the whimpers you get in return.
More. It's not enough.
Obeying her needs, you let another finger join in, sliding them both down her wet entrance.
Yes.
She gets like this from a little touching. Wait till she sees what I'm about to do. My pussy-eating skills have improved these days.
With your finger still inside, you start shifting your weight, but get stopped midway.
God, it's so hot in your room. I don't think you need this. Better. Now that we got that out of the way, time for the fun stuff.
She swiftly removes your pants, adding them to the discard pile. Your cock bounces up in delight, about to get all of Megan's attention.
Look at you being excited. It must have been so stuffy in there. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you.
Her curled fingers slide up and down your shaft, while her lips leave tender kisses along your skin.
Fuck, Meg.
His cock barely fits in my hand. He'll for sure rip my pussy apart at this pace. Gotta make sure I prepare him well.
Letting her tongue glide along your length.
She's doing this for her benefit, not just his. If you don't lubricate that thing, it's going to be very, very painful. Been there, done that. Stop teasing.
Chuckling upon your remark, she remains silent, getting back to work.
What's wrong? Is this not enough? I thought you'd be over the moon with just this.
Megan.
Okay, okay. Don't get your panties in a twist.
Finishing the rest of the teasing, Megan shifts her attention back to your hard cock.
Maybe this would be enough to satisfy you.
Enveloping her lips around your twitching head, she proceeds jerking her hand along your length, introducing you to new levels of pleasure.
Shit! Fucking hell, Meg! Fucking amazing!
Body might like that. Time to take it up a notch.
Tracing her hands across your skin, Megan's eyes lock with yours, making only one word come to mind.
Trouble.
She slides her head down your length, your shaft gliding along her tongue, hitting the back of her throat.
Shit.
Pushing herself over her limits, she moves her head up and down, her mouth tracing over the whole surface of your satisfied cock.
Oh.
Fuck!
His dick's filling my entire throat.
Man, it looks like it's... Yeah, the entire throat. I was gonna say, it might be going a little further than that.
Shit, it's making me so fucking horny. You got a big one, don't you?
If you don't think young women aren't into that, man, I told you I work with the young girls and they freaking talk and they'll be like, this guy, he had a 10-inch dick. Like, really? Oh yeah, it was 10 inches. And they're just going crazy over this shit, man. So that's a thing that ladies want these days, gentlemen. At the workplace, no doubt. I mean, they talk about everything. I gotta put my headphones on sometimes. I don't want to hear everything. I do the adult games, but that doesn't mean I want to hear about everybody's adult escapades. I'm not into all that. Don't blame this on me. You're the one taking action here.
So that wasn't me taking action. This is...
Your hungry eyes rest upon her firm, perky ass, knowing exactly what's to come.
Well, we know who's gonna come.
I prepared you nicely. And since you already made me this sweat already, how about you fill this instead of my mouth?
Megan drops her ass closer as you position your cock high up.
Shit!
Dropping herself lower. Your dick spreads her with ease, flinching upon the new sensation.
Fuck!
Enjoying your length grinding against her walls, Megan sways her hips.
That goes all the way into her womb.
Wanting more.
Oh, fuck! Your cock is stretching my pussy! Oh, so good!
Alright.
Ecstasy keeps building up inside Megan. The current tempo not satisfying her anymore.
Faster!
Leaning back, she holds herself up on your thighs. Her ass picking up the speed. Moans bounce against the walls of your room, mixing together with the desperate creaks of the bed.
Oh, God!
Dropping down exhausted, the pleasure makes Megan continue rocking her ass onto your cock.
Oh, fuck me!
Unable to control yourself, you grab onto her behind. Your hold turning her skin white.
Spank me!
Doing as she says, a smack echoes the room.
Oh, again!
Like this?
Feeling your cock twitch instead of spanking her ass again, you grab on...
What?
Hold on.
Pushing your hips, you savagely ram your cock up her burning wetness.
Oh, yes!
Jesus fucking Christ!
Fuck me! Fuck me!
Man, it's that shampoo again.
Oh, fuck yes!
Matching your rhythm, Megan grinds her ass.
They might not have allowed the F-bomb in that commercial, though. That woman said, yes! Yes, oh, fuck yes! I don't think they'd be able to put that on the TV back in the 90s. Now, maybe, but not back then.
Taking you deeper,
Oh, shit.
Her walls clench around your shaft, pushing you over the edge.
Megan,
no,
I'm...
Don't stop. Oh, fuck.
I'll come inside
if
I...
Through the last few thrusts, your cock twitches in desperation. Your orgasm comes crushing in as you clutch onto Megan.
Megan!
Slamming yourself into her as you ride the waves of your end. The thought of your cum filling her depths makes her orgasm come sooner than expected.
Shit!
Buckling her hips, your cock slips out of her dripping wet pussy.
Fuck!
Your heart rages inside your chest, needing time to recuperate.
That was fucking intense. I couldn't breathe at one point.
Regaining your senses, you shift your attention towards a really quiet Megan.
That was wild, right? Megan?
Shocked to find Megan sleeping soundly.
What? Did she seriously fall asleep? Was she that drunk?
A light snore drifts through the room, confirming your suspicions.
Unbelievable.
You try shaking her awake, but in exchange get annoyed grumbles of protest.
What am I gonna do with her?
Having no other option, you cover her with a blanket, tucking her in at the end.
Oh, that's nice.
Wiggling under the covers, another snore soon follows.
Well, can't do much about it. I'll let her sleep here while I crash in her room. Don't feel like sharing a bed after the day I had.
Grabbing your boxers off the floor, you proceed towards Megan's room, the events of today running through your head.
Still can't believe I almost fucked Santa's wife. Good thing the day will reset, otherwise I don't think he'd wait until Christmas to whoop my ass. Thinking about it, I miss it. Christmas. Maybe I should do another fake Christmas with the girls again.
A yawn bottles up, making your eyes teary as it escapes your lips.
But first, sleep.
Taking comfort in Megan's soft covers, sleep comes crushing in, second later, letting you wash the tiredness of today.
That's it. That's all we've got for the Christmas episode. So where were we? Wasn't Megan's story, whoops. Jessica's story, Elizabeth's story, Zoe, Ellie, and finish Nicole. And Amy. Zoe, Ellie, and Amy. That's all we've got. So, all right, guys, we'll do one of those girls next week. I've given you more than enough. All right, we'll see you next week with more Lust Theory. Stay tuned. I'm out.